With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's tax day in the United States, and the Treasury Department says 53 million Americans use new Trump tax exemptions before the April 15th tax deadline.
It's tax day, the deadline for most Americans to file taxes, and the Trump administration says millions of people have already used new tax breaks, such as no tax on tips and overtime, exemptions for interest on certain car loans, deductions for some seniors, and Trump accounts for children's savings. More than 53 million filers claimed a deduction under one of those provisions from the Republicans' massive tax and spending law, with 6 million people claiming no tax on tips, 21 million claiming the overtime deduction, and 30 million older Americans claiming the enhanced deduction. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
An unusual April heat wave could smash record temperatures in the eastern U.S.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, powerful storms ripped through parts of Michigan, damaging two ice arenas and other structures, felling branches near the University of Michigan's main campus. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 72 points, the NASDAQ rose 376, the S&P 500 advanced 55. This is SRN News. A British nurse gets a settlement.
Jennifer Milley was suspended 10 months by the National Health Service when she refused to use the preferred pronouns of a man who was living as a woman. She filed suit, and the NHS has now agreed to give her job back. Other terms of the settlement, including the cash involved, remain private under British law. Milley says she's delighted with the outcome, adding that Christ stood with her, quote, during the darkest days of my life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has agreed to keep flying a gay pride flag on a federal flagpole at the Stonewall National Monument, reversing course after removing the banner in February. The government revealed the decision as it agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by LGBT activists and historic preservation groups who had sought to block the removal. According to court papers, the Interior Department and National Park Service have confirmed their intention to maintain a pride flag at Stonewall. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another round of staff reductions at Snap.
Snap Inc., the owner of Snapchat, is cutting about 16% of its global workforce, or about 1,000 jobs. 300 job openings will remain unfilled.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. The owner of the social media platform made the announcement today. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will return the economy to greatness for all.
President Trump has built the greatest economy in the world before. He is doing it again. Of course, we have this short-term disruption, but again, it's for the long-term strategic goal of ensuring that these terrorists cannot possess a nuclear bomb.
Leavitt says the high gas prices are the cost of keeping Iran in check. The S&P 500 rose to a new record today on Wall Street, gaining 55 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 72. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.